6 something or 5:40 p.m. And with that, guys, as always, we start with a moment of silence. Thank you. All right. Next, approval of the agenda. Do I have any additions or corrections? Additions to the agenda has been presented. Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
I got a motion. Second.
Second.
I got a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Wonderful. We have, I see a couple of guests with us. I suspect some are going to say something in public comment. You're up next. But do you want to introduce yourself at least?
Okay. Hi, my name is Wafa Hosian. I'm from the Department of Education.
Right? We know who that is. And I'm assuming you want to speak to say something in public comment period. Okay, cool. Very well. Appreciate that. Let me make a note. Very well. With that, we've got the minutes that have been presented. I don't think there are any additions. Take another quick gander at them, guys, at the minutes. Motion to approve minutes.
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none. All right, guys. As always, I did fail to mention, please remember, agenda items may not be considered sequences. Agenda subject to change. Changes may include the addition or deletion of items, including executive sessions. All right. I think everybody signed in on the sheet, which is good. I'm very excited. Let's do PSO. Glad you're here, Melinda.
Thank you.
Well, couple of things. I understand that some bylaw issues and sort of membership and kind of getting that thing going. Mm-hmm. And certainly from my point of view, if there is something that I can do to help, if you will, reestablish, create, amend bylaws, sort of get the structure for the PSO back in shape or moving, I'm certainly willing. And if there is something I could do in the sense of maybe driving some membership or attending one of your meetings or a couple or three, whatever is necessary, certainly I'll do that as well.
Okay, that would be fantastic. I can definitely send you the bylaws electronically if you'd like to take a look at them.
At sure.
At this point, not our last meeting because I couldn't. Yeah. Mary had... we had voted to have the bylaws kind of put on hold.
Like rescinded, because, I think, was, yeah.
Rescinded,
yeah.
Because we, in order for new board members to be elected in,
yeah,
they have to be actively involved with meetings or events, and I believe it was at least 3 events and half of the meetings or something like that. I don't have them in front of me, but it's just me and Mary.
Yes.
And Leslie and Mr. Bates, you know, that's who comes to meetings, and obviously.
So we got to tighten up the bylaws a little bit to reflect, if you will, some of the concerns, some of the issues you guys are having as it relates to getting people to show up, or better, maybe more accurately state, reflect a whole bunch of new people. And it's catch 22. If they're new, they can't be on the board because they haven't been participating in all the things you're supposed to participate before they get to the board. So what we want to do is adjust all that so we can, in fact, get new parents engaged, new right. folks engaged. Okay, got
absolutely.
It.
And then the attendance-wise, honestly, it's been a struggle up and down.
Mm-hmm.
We might have 2 people. We might have just the 4 of us. We might have 8. It depends on who wants to show up. We've even tried doing teleconferences. One person is the only person that's ever called in.
I think last year at the beginning of the school year, we got a couple more come in, and then they came to like 1 or 2 meetings, and then they didn't
right.
come anymore. So it's just,
okay.
It's just the nature of high school versus younger schools, getting people involved. I don't know what it is, but a lot of efforts.
Tell me a little bit about how fundraising went this year and how there was one event that I did not. It was the circus, not the circus.
Carnival.
It was a C word.
The carnival went very well.
Oh, good.
I feel like everyone had a good time. We had some participation from a few parents. We had multiple parents sign up and then only maybe two or three that actually showed.
Okay.
We had a dunking booth that the goal was to have a different...
staff or administrator in it
every 30 minutes. We had
Didn't get him.
He was on the premises, but not in the booth.
Couldn't catch him. Too fast.
Yeah, we had Bates and Brenneman.
Okay.
And then after that, cadets started getting in, and they just started having a time, so they just kept rotating who was in the tank.
Yep.
But it really was supposed to be the only fundraiser that was available at the thing because we thought that cadets would like to try to dunk their administrators.
Yep.
So it defeated the purpose. But it's okay, they had a good time.
Yeah.
The other thing is I feel like the events leading up to the carnival should have been better supported.
Okay.
The crab raffle was not supported as much as it should have.
I'm not sure I remember that one.
That's, I think, part of the problem is sometimes the cadets, it's support of the cadets and support of the parents. I saw very many parents at the carnival who didn't even know about the crab raffle because we were selling tickets at the carnival too. And some were like, I didn't know there were tickets on sale prior. I could have taken these to work and sold a bunch of them. And I think that's our struggle, several.
Yeah, but we did, part of the problem is it is a communicated with administration and staff, but then there's no follow through. And Mary and I can only do so much.
Yep.
So when we ask that it's we want these teachers to pass this out and then give us a list, it doesn't happen. And we also had asked that some groups help support it because there were things that they wanted from us. But,
you're talking about one of our booster clubs, one of the sports teams, typical. Mm-hmm. They're looking for an extra, Leo club, or somebody's looking for a little extra support and say, fine, great, be here to help us run it. And
nothing.
Right. Okay.
So it's kind of disheartening when Mary and I work very hard to try to make sure we have events that could be good fundraisers, because the money that we do raise goes back to
absolutely
the school and the cadets.
Absolutely.
So that would be really great if we could work on that.
A little communication. Okay.
I think there's a lot of different fundraising things different sports groups do, different clubs do, but it's not all. Sometimes it'd be easier probably or more economical or more thought if it was all put together and organized.
We've talked about this so many times. Mm-hmm. I know that's something that Mr. Bellucci has talked with the PSO about and the other parent groups that are doing stuff for the sports and ROTC and whatever. We've talked about having a master calendar,
right,
so that things are not overlapping, that we're not going to the same places trying to get donations for multiple different events. Yep. See, it's just constant.
Master calendar. That might be something.
Just take
back.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because if you it's almost like a conflict, like the car show. It wasn't us, but we conflicted with the Smyrna car show, which could have taken away from our car show. So
absolutely.
How do we get better internally in our own organization? But then obviously there's an opportunity external in that example.
So FYI on that, I was approached by the Rotarians. They do the car show up at Smyrna High School. Mm-hmm. They have asked that if we could combine with them and actually do it jointly. Mm-hmm. Sounded like a reasonable idea to me, and I thought that could be an opportunity for our school because that there seems to be a pretty big deal. And the way it was left with me was that, in fact, we would be part of the group, and it sounded like we would share in the fundraising as well as obviously helping staff at support and all.
So
Does that make any sense?
And it makes a lot of sense. The only thing I would ask is that it be posted here.
Okay.
Because the whole point of us starting this 2 years ago was that our school gets recognition.
Yep.
We have beautiful grounds. It took a couple years for us to get it into place. I have no problem reaching out to them and discussing it. It is a fundraiser for us.
Yep.
So, we would definitely have to work out some details.
Right.
But when it was scheduled, their event was not on the big car show calendar. So, right. There was no way for me to know that that's something that they do yearly. But I don't have, our date is not set in stone. Like, it was a rain date for us.
Yes.
So.
And I understand their date is, in fact, set in stone. That's one that's like the second or whatever that is, second Saturday of the spring, and it's the same time, same thing.
And their money comes from their corporate donors for sponsorships. It's not the entry fees aren't much. So I don't know how that would share through unless we had people getting corporate sponsors as well. It may be better to keep them separate, have one here on the grounds. And then,
we just have
to have them far apart. That might be tricky to split that through.
No question.
Yeah.
But I would ask that if it's Chuck Spiegelman.
Yeah.
Is he president of Sunrise now? No. He's a member of.
June 30th, he is. He still is, but July 1, no.
Okay. Anyway, so Chuck Spiegelman, he's the realtor. He's also a Rotarian. It's what? Smyrna Clayton Sunrise?
Smyrna Clayton, yeah.
Rotary Club. They meet at the
Bridgeway Restaurant.
Did I get it right?
You got it.
Bridgeway Restaurant at 7:30 on, Tuesday mornings?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Fridays, Thursday,
or Thursday. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, I'll make sure that you get his contact info, set you guys up. I think it's worth a conversation, but Kevin may be right. Ultimately, after a couple conversations, it's the logistics and splitting the money's too hard, but certainly hope there may be an opportunity there.
Sure.
Cool. As long as the date's known and not conflict with it, I think that's fine as well.
Yep. All right.
We're still trying to do a bag bingo. There's a lot pending on that. I know Mary's contacted you in regards to that paperwork.
Woody, didn't I sign that?
The bingo?
Yeah.
Did back in like January.
It's very involved, and I think based on where certain addresses are, I know it's been a nightmare to get a gambling versus a raffle versus a different kind of licenses. So I know that whatever was gotten, did you have your home address on something?
Yes.
And and that caused a problem because we wanted to have it at the school. Like it's a paper nightmare that Mary's been dealing with. So I think she's trying to go.
All right, we'll send it back. I'll sign another one.
No, I think that form is fine. I think it was the taxes or I don't know. It was something that was
okay.
Form. I can't remember which one. But at this point, where we stand is that we're in conversation with the Mamie Warren Center. They are in conversation with Aetna in Newcastle or Newark.
Those are fire halls.
Yep.
Right. Because they actually sometimes will hold the event.
The gambling license.
Okay.
So Mamie Warren is trying to figure out how to best do that for us.
Okay.
And then we plan on having the bag bingo as quickly as possible because we have all these bags and we have to get rid of them because they've all been purchased.
So yep.
They have to go. And the potential of making quite a bit of money is there.
Good.
So we need to be able to do that. And I believe their facility holds right under 300 people, so.
Good.
And there's nothing like that in this area. Everyone has to travel north for it. So that is the hope.
Okay.
Golf
tournament.
Golf tournament, September 24th.
Yep.
We are being sponsored by Shoreline this year.
Yay.
We've been picked up, and as of now, we have the entire golf course booked.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, at a much higher rate than I think last year's, right?
Absolutely. $700
a...
$175 per person.
Yeah, it's...
And they are... So at this point, we're trying to just get donations or giveaways.
Yep.
That.
Is Roma still engaged? Is she going to do this one more time?
Roma's doing it one more time.
One more time. Which means we can get her two more times.
We'll get her.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, her daughter graduates next year. Otherwise, right now, we don't have a meeting scheduled for July. We'll probably pick back up in August.
Okay. Well, send me the bylaws electronically. I'll take a look at them. And what you might want to think about doing is at least establishing a pattern for your meetings, like picking a certain date and time. And you do?
First Tuesday of the month.
All right.
Every month, I mean.
Send me all those dates.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly can put it as part of my board agenda, and I'll just list all PSO dates next to the board dates.
Okay.
All right. Wonderful. All right. Anything else?
As of right now, the money that we have in our accounts is allotted to pay everything that's come out, you know, come along throughout the year.
All right.
And so we're going to have to start coming up with some fundraising and hopefully just have the support for that.
Okay. Woody?
Yeah, we have the $16,000 FSF for PSO. Still. So all right. That's still out there.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to leave that there for the time being. All right, cool. Any other questions, guys, for the chief PSO? That was interesting. Yeah, sure. Okay. Wonderful. All right, guys, let's move to public comment. The public comment period is open. I do ask, or if you would fill out, did you sign in the little sheet right there?
No.
Please do. And we are now open for public comment. Everyone gets 2 minutes. We do ask that if there are specific things you're asking from the board, that we will not be responding to you directly. We may not take action on any items if you're suggesting some things. And there are a couple other things there, but the floor is yours.
I work for the maintenance department, and I don't quite understand what's going on. It seemed like a lot of delay on the process. Did anybody see the new sign? Up?
Yes.
Yeah.
2 years. Shouldn't have took 2 years to put that up. I know I had stepped out of my zone and was working on some projects, and I was pulled off of them. And I don't quite understand why it came down, one of the projects came down through chain of command, and we all learn in second grade, if things are relayed through the chain of command, it's get lost on the, while it was pulled off. Of course, I don't think anybody knows what I did before I came here, and I don't see that we are working together. From day one, it was seemed like it was the board against us and different things. And things seem to be, the trend is delayed and somebody else make a decision and things get done. I see some potential where it's going to cost us money, and I bring it to a person's attention, and it doesn't get addressed, and I see a great potential on it's going to cost us money. And it's like, since I'm not part of a team, I'm just work under the maintenance boss. And, you know, I learned 10 years ago, we really don't have bosses. We have teams and team leaders to work with. And it seemed like every time I step out of my comfort zone, it's always no, 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 no. You know, I see potential where it's going to cost us money. You know, the Morrell building, $12,000, ouch. Shouldn't have never cost us that. I'm on the front line. Nobody listens to me. We took a tree down, $400. The maintenance should have took it down. Should have took down from when a branch broke off of it. We was up against time and graduation, so a decision was made to pay somebody to take it down. It's like decisions are being made by somebody other than the maintenance department, and it's costing us, I said us, for some reason, it's costing us money, First State Military, to get things done. And I don't understand. I put in, the first year, I wanted a rake and shovel. I had to bring my own from home, and then a year later, I bought a rake and shovel. It took forever to get paid for it. Then I had to get over top of Larry's head to get paid for it. Same thing happened again. Back in February, I bought a pair of gloves and had a blueprint in large. Didn't get paid for it. I finally got paid for it because I had to go over the top of his head. It's like delay, divert, and it's just the process. I don't quite understand the process.
Okay. Any other comments, sir?
Not on this time.
Okay, very well. Anybody else for public comment? Seeing none, public comment period is closed. All right, very well. All right, guys, moving on, treasurer's report. So you guys got the Jim Berg's filing from our treasurer's report, general fund, right, 684178, sitting in the bank. And that is checking and savings. And he was very excited to report that I think we had 1 cent in interest. Very exciting about that. And there hasn't been any other activity in it except for, I think, we did pay the sign bill, Kevin? Did we pay that yet or not?
No bill yet, so I'm going to actually find out if maybe she donated it.
Well, that would be
delightful.
Yeah, we paid that. This one paid that.
Oh, you did? Oh, I thought it was supposed to come out of this account.
Yeah. Now, we used it
For the signs we just put up?
Yeah, can't sign.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was about $500. What?
No, it was about 900.
It was about 900?
I'll talk about that with you. I'm sorry.
No, sorry.
But yeah, it was, can't signs came in and I paid it before the fiscal year closed out.
Oh.
Out of Longwood Foundation funds.
Okay.
Remaining money in Longwood, so we paid that.
Okay. Well, very well then. That answers that question, because we've been wandering around for 2 months wondering why we hadn't gotten an invoice from Kent Signs. All right, let me make a note. Very well, guys. At any rate, I think other than that, we're standing pretty consistent. Any questions or comments on the WSFS bank account and the treasurer's report? Wonderful. Seeing none, we shall move on. Next on the agenda is the finance report. And guess who's here to deliver in person?
The last one?
Yes. Oh. The last one. All right.
Everybody got a copy?
Yes.
Yeah, wait a minute. I got this one.
Did you take this one? You didn't get this one?
Which one?
The finance.
Yeah, I got the, whatchamacallit? Over here, this. You talking about this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He stapled it all together as one package.
Oh, thank you.
So organized.
Yes, that's better. Cool. All
right. So your month ending May is 91.63% through FY19. These financial reports are based on an approved budget. You guys have stapled, the first 2 pages are the narrative, the third page is the web report to be voted on.
Right.
And the fifth and sixth page.
Projections, right?
Are the projections for next fiscal year.
We're gonna talk a little bit about that.
Going over revenues first. At the end of May, we had $20,841 remaining to receive for cafeteria revenue. As of June 19th, we have collected $12,039.13, with May and June lunch claims still to be received, also totaling $11,887.58. So that means in June we will receive a total of $23,926.71 in cafeteria revenue. So that's above what we were projected to.
Well, so you're telling me we've gotten 23, but there's still 20K sitting on the table? No.
No. As of May, it was 20 on the sale on the table. We got 23 in June.
So we are in great shape.
We're in better shape. We're in better shape than we were projected to be.
Okay.
You see, I did the same report from CBOC. You can't see all of the... But basically, if you look on the web report under local funds, we received... The approved budget was $1.948 million. And we received to date, as of May 31st, $2.007 million.
Yep.
But of that was $20,000 outstanding in cafeteria funds.
Okay.
But we received $23,000 in June, so we have received above in June. And that was the last remaining outline line that we first received money for on the last one.
All right. And do you have, from these numbers, how much is still out there?
What?
Cafeteria.
We received it all.
So we are done?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you mean, kids, parents, payments, stuff like that? Yeah, a couple thousand.
Okay.
Still got parents, still got to pay.
All right.
Yeah. And that's every year thing.
Yeah, I understand. But that was a big nut, too, yeah. And that's been coming down.
Yes.
Okay.
It has been.
All right, good.
What's about revenues? That's really it on revenues. Any questions on revenues? Okay, seeing that, we'll go over to expenditures.
Yep.
I'm just going to go over expenses that will end the year, FY19, significantly over budget.
Right.
We've
talked about most of these at the board meetings.
Previous ones, okay.
I mean, we've talked about morale. We know about that.
Okay.
The tuition reimbursement. I don't know if I remember. Did we talk about that one? I know about postage and advertising. That was for that. The security stuff. Know about that. The employment, that was the nurse, got it. So the tuition reimbursement, which one's that?
Yes. So that comes out of line other expenses.
Yep.
Basically, it's a staff reimbursement for we received from DOE for alternative routes to education courses requirements. And with that, it just wasn't projected as high as we needed. I think we have two staff members that do that. And DOE, they complete the course, they get their grade, then they go to DOE, and DOE sends us some money to pay them.
Yeah.
So it's a wash. Like, we're not spending more than we need to or anything like that. I just didn't accurately project how much we're going to spend for that, though.
But by the time July 1 hits, will we have been reimbursed?
We don't pay it until we're reimbursed.
Okay.
We don't do it until we get the money.
Got it.
We get the money from DOE, then we pay it to the staff members.
Got it. Okay. What's the timing on that?
Usually about a couple weeks.
Okay.
But it's done for this year. It's done for this fiscal year. I just didn't accurately project how much we were going to spend for that expense line.
Yep. And tell me about the cameras again. I know we purchased a number of cameras. We utilized the security grant that the state had sent us. Did we used above and beyond what we got and purchased a few more cameras?
Well, the thing was with security, it was only projected, the budget line was only 460, so I didn't update the budget line for that account. So
it happened after we actually
approved, exactly. It was 460, and I think we spent like almost 6,000 because the cameras were like 5,000 right there, you know?
Yep.
So that's why that line is above projection.
Okay. All right, and last question, and I apologize for not making CBOC,
you're fine.
As you know. Fill me in a little bit more about our custodial guys, them returning, costs. Have we purchased enough this year, or are we going to be looking at a big purchase again next fiscal year? Give me some sense on that.
We probably are. We have to purchase a washer to wash out of mops and everything. And then we have a floor scrubber, but the team is making complaints about the floor scrubber, the quality of it, so there might be a need to purchase another one. So besides those two things, But then everything else, like just regular paper every month, paper, toilet tissue, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Big purchase wise, we definitely got to get the washer, and then the scrubber might be on the table too as well.
Is it because it's broken?
No, it's just
they don't like
it. Not self-propelled.
They gotta spend some effort to move it.
It's a little bit more too.
All right, I shouldn't laugh, but all right. So from your point of view, do you expect the custodial piece to be significantly higher than where we were when we had it contracted, or are we going to...
No.
Should be about the same?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
As when we contracted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Any other questions on expenses?
Not for me, guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Now moving on to federal funds.
Right.
We have a total of $277,533 in federal dollars. This includes FY18 and FY19. As of May 31st, we had $99,114 remaining in federal dollars, $99,114. Mostly in salaries for the IDEA Part B grant. And then Chromebooks for FY20, new cadets were purchased in June. All of the computer supplies budget was expended in June.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was about $14,000 from...
How many did we pick up? Grants.
Just 100.
Just 100?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so like I said, as of May, we had $99,114 remaining. But like I said, we spent the Chromebook money, so I think it dropped down to about 67 as of June 67.
Okay.
Federal revenues are recognized as income when we encumber and spend them.
Right.
So,
cool. On the Chromebooks, Pat, how many, and maybe Blair, you know, how many of our seniors actually decided to keep their Chromebooks, or how many immediately turned them in and we returned their deposit?
Not many.
Not many turned them in, or not many kept them?
Not many kept them.
So they turned them all back in?
Well, yeah, I mean, at this point, the original set that we bought weren't very durable, and I don't know if you remember the issues we had.
Screens,
so
breaking,
by them, crack. They're breaking them, and of course they paid a deposit. It was a loss of deposit because they were breaking them. We had to put money out to replace them.
Right.
So yeah, they it was a different group set.
Okay. All right.
Pretty sure it was just 33 total that turned it in. It was well good condition, everything, and give the pay them back.
Okay.
So it's 33 of them. And of that, you know, most are the $100 because the first year was only $100, and then some upgraded, so $300 for those. So.
All right.
But I think it was just 33, though. And in June, I got about like half of those out. They had to fill out the W-9 form online and everything. So.
All right. And our Chromebook deposit this year is what, $250?
$300.
Three for everything. Is it three for uniform and?
No, $370.
$370 for everything. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Keep going.
Any questions on the web report?
On the web report. Oh, okay.
Okay. We can go ahead and get that posted up. Now I'm going to go over the outlook for FY20. Here we have the lighter shade green is on 440 students. The pink shaded is on 450 students. And the darker green is on 460 vets.
440, 450, and...
460.
460. Okay.
As of June 19th, that last Wednesday, we projected to carry over $670,000 of state and local funds.
Right.
So that's from, if you look at the web report, that's from lines that we won't spend the whole amount in the budget. And then... lines that are going to carry over money for, is including that makes our carryover about 670 for staying local as of last Wednesday. Summer encumbrances are projected at $428,639.50.
Right.
Yeah, so the projection. All right, prepared three budgets. As a fixed 19, we had 453 cadets in unit count for next year. I believe it's 455 now as of Monday morning. So we'll keep going up, which is great. Our September 30th count last year was only 436.
Right. Super. I know we'll get into that when Pat's up.
Yep. And now I'm going to go on like how I built the projection and everything. For revenues, state appropriations and local tuition are based on a per cadet percentage we receive for FY19 by the total number of projected cadets for FY20. So basically, the number we received for FY19, 436 cadets, $3,829,493. I divided that number by 436. That number I times it by 440, 450, 460. So that's a rough estimate because it doesn't factor in the actual districts everybody are coming from, basically. You know,
yep. It's an average.
Yes.
Right. Yes. And what's the average number you're using for all our cadets?
Well, I don't have it on the top of my head. I got it.
Something like 8,200.
Something like the 82,000 or 8,200, something like that.
Yeah, it's got to be around there, I think.
It's less than 10, for sure.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, 8,700. 8,700.
There we go.
8,700 per student times that by the total number of students for that projection model. 440, 450, and 460.
Which gives us the numbers right, guys, of 3864 under 440,
yep.
3952 under 450, and 4040 under 460.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that same number is factored in for current year local tuition as well, including Christiana School District settlement. So that was $978,200.
Now, wait a minute, Woody, I thought the Christiana thing was done. I thought that we're not getting any more money from those guys as part of that settlement.
Well, either way, it's not separate. It's all in together. So basically, I did 9782 divided by the 436 and times that by the 440, 450, and 460.
Okay.
Yeah. I did those for both the current year local tuition number and the current year state appropriations.
All right.
United States Marine Corps revenue for partial staff is projected on what we're planning to see this year.
Right, so it's the same. We're not increasing?
Well, no, I did actually, so I said that wrong. I'm sorry. It's an update of that. It was projected to receive $88,000 this year, but we actually received $100,000 this year. So I put $100,000 in for the next for the projection model.
Bob, are you tracking with that? Do you think that's making sense?
Yes, I believe so. What I found out just on Thursday this past week is Arles sent me something that we were communicating, and I noticed that we had a bump in our monthly salary and revenue from the Marine Corps began in February. And I inquired about it to figure it out. The end result was, yes, we're paying for it. They were paying for three instructors as of February. That was a mistake by the system in our favor. Yes, because the director never approved it. And when I let him know what I found out, and he was certainly thankful of that, but his staff now knows. They're the ones who told me, and I said, well, I know this wasn't approved, and I'm in communication with the director now to increase our MI funding. And so they're going to let it ride for right now until he makes the decision. So that's why I'm trying to get down here Thursday to go see him. And he mentioned to me last week he's trying to get us to a fourth.
Yeah.
So at the very least, he'll probably let this one ride, is my guess, and maybe give us a fourth.
Okay.
And we're not the only ones, because I told him, I said, and he says that, you're not the only ones where the Defense Financial Accounting Service has messed things up out there in the JROTC world. He said there are many issues out there. You just happen to be on the plus side.
All right, I'll take it.
So, yes, we have, he's funding, we're on there being funded for three instructors right now, since February.
Okay.
So we went up from, I think, 5,400 a month to 9,000 and
change, $9,000 a month. So I'm trying to get up another $3,500.
Okay. Interesting. All right, so that's why you moved it to
100 instead of 88.
Okay.
And hopefully, I mean, the way it sounds, it might be more than 100, so it might be even better. So like I said, the prior carryover estimated at 670, but prior carryover funds is one-time funding and we shouldn't build the budget on it. This is why the 670 projected carryover is not included.
Right.
And that's the yellow highlighted line. Last year, well, FY19, we were right. 651, we carried over, and blew it into our budget. But this year, I'm trying to build a budget using that.
Correct. Very conservative budget.
Any questions on revenues for the projection model?
Are there, what do you see? Sorry, making a note here. Do you see any other sort of revenue pieces that are outside of the norm? I mean, most of this is pretty standard stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, working the numbers and all that sort of stuff. But you don't see anything that you think is going to be a little bit more?
No.
Well,
I don't know if the school safety security fund was a one-time thing. If you get that again, that'll be a plus. You know, that'll be nice.
Yep, no, it's a one-time. I believe it's one-time.
It was well done.
Yeah, yeah. Unless they do some... Well, look, budget's already done. Governor didn't put anything else in there. Bond bill and grant aid are next. Bond bill doesn't get done till Thursday. Grant aid probably won't get done till Sunday. So I think one time.
Okay. Be it no, I don't see anything else.
Okay.
Expenses. Salaries are based on a 4% step increase in updated salary scale. As you said, conservative. Yeah, the 4%, that's a conservative increase based on every employee increasing, every teacher increasing a step. And then updated salary scale that Mrs. Keenan is working on right now. So, I mean, it could be less than 4%. You know, some people could see 2%, some people see 5%, you know.
But a 4% average.
Yes, exactly. So I timed it by 4%. Then I took out total salaries and OECs has $146,921.11 subtracted from it, which is one military instructor and one paraprofessional that was told that was not going to be replaced. So that's why those salaries are out of the salary line.
Hey, Chris.
You go down to education consultants, about halfway down the page, account number 55051. That number was $132,700.
Which number? Where are
education
we?
Education consultants. Account 55051. That number was $132,700 this past fiscal year. It's going down only $60,000 this year. That is due to New Tech,
yeah, New Tech
charging us $40,000 for our fifth year being a school.
That's a significant savings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was helpful.
Stipends. A few lines down. Will increase as we have to potentially pay $300 Kroger deposits back to students upon graduating if they return their Chromebooks and are in good standing.
All right, and you run that number through the 3 years, or the three... Does that make sense? 15, 15, and 15, even though the number of students goes up?
Well, no, the thing is, the number of students graduates aren't going to go up, though.
True.
So that,
okay.
That's why I kept it all the same.
Got it. A little bit. I mean, we should, shouldn't we? Instead of having 86, we'll have 90 and then a little more,
well, no,
don't you think?
It's all based on the same year, though, remember? It's all based on next fiscal year. So, like, if we start the year with 90 graduates, what end of year 90 graduates, right? Nobody, I mean, people don't graduate.
Because you don't let any new seniors in, right?
Thank you. All right. I caught up. Sorry.
Got it, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So I just put 15,000 in for that because, like Pat said, some people end up keeping them anyway. You know,
yep.
Did some damage and leave their deposit already, so that's rough estimate, 15,000.
Got it.
Fleet rental, further on the page. Those are everyday school buses.
Yep.
Buses 1 through 10. This was actually to increase as we had to find another contractor for three routes of our northern routes, And the cost of those routes are
You're going to talk a little bit about that when we get to your... Okay.
So as you can see, this past year, FY19, we spent... So account code 55434, we spent $447,675. Next year, projected to spend $473,058.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the increase in those three routes for the north. Other rental, the next line down, 55440.
Big savings.
That is our activity buses, our field trips, and our game buses.
I think we're not doing two this winter, right?
That's the thing, yep. It's projected to decrease as we plan to only to reduce the amount of activity buses to just two buses on every Thursday during the winter season instead of the four. So I see the savings there. And then, too, also, I just thought about something. Blair can speak to it as well. Now that the athletic field is up and running, we'll have more home games, so less travel.
Yep. That's true. That should be helpful.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man. Because even this football last year, traveling down to Kent County, you know, that's a pay for the bus to get down there and stuff. Now we're here. You know, we got five away, five home, you know. So
we still have to pay for the officials.
Yeah, we got to pay officials.
Well, still got to pay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is that? Maybe save us $1,000 a bus?
It saves us money in other rental, that line, but then the money shows up in athletic supplies. So that line, it saves us money.
Okay.
And that's why it drops from the 70 instead of 125.
Oh, it's the wash.
Oh, is it when you look at the refs and the equipment and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, the transportation and the refs is just about a wash.
Okay. All right, got it.
Custodial services, that has decreased to zero because we don't have, we hired our own staff to complete our custodial needs.
Right.
So that's zero.
There's that principal payment.
Yeah.
Dag nabbit.
That sounds here.
That's starting in October. $25,000.
Can't miss that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have nine, starting October, you have 9 months, 25 times nine is 25. Interest payment. That's always there too, same amount.
Yep.
That'll be paid September 1. And then custodial supplies, that'll be on the next page. That increased by $5,000 because having our own team, we have to purchase more supplies and everything. Then building improvements, that significantly dropped as well. We only have to pay back our mortgage $2,000 a month, and we have no more renovations or additions planned for FY20. So that decreased from $87,000 to only $24,000, $2,000 a month. That being said, the account codes, if you look at the second column, the numbers in red, those account codes are all changing effective July 1. So now the account title in the numbers for each account will be slightly different now. Yeah, they're changing them, yeah.
I was just starting to get used to this.
Yeah, me too. but yeah, we're changing, like, for example, you know, fleet rental, the 55434, that's being eliminated. I think it's now going to be called transportation services, a different line, different account number. Other rental will still have activity buses, but there's actually going to be an account line for athletic travel. So there's going to be a line for athletic game trips and everything like that. Quite a few different salary adjustment lines for different, like, teachers, different account code teachers, parents, they're changing
and
the account code.
This is coming from the state?
Yes.
So all schools, everybody's changing in First State Financial?
It's all, I think it's even state entities, everything, everybody, not just schools. I think it's everybody, yeah. Everybody FSF. And they're telling us it's better for, like, tracking, like, federally, they can see stuff better, I guess.
Yes, well, that remains to be seen, doesn't it?
So the numbers for the accounts will be changing.
All right. So last page, are we there on supplies, you know, promotional stuff?
Yep.
All right.
As you can see, the 440, That would put us, based on the projection, at a negative 77,000.
Right.
But like I said, we're already at 455.
Yep.
So at 450, we're at $13,000 surplus. And then at 460, we're at about $110,000 surplus. So, of course, as always, the more students you have, the better projector we are because of revenue and everything. Because the thing is, with these increments of 10 students, our expenses don't change that much.
Right.
You know, but 10 more kids, revenue-wise, that changes a lot, you know.
Understood. So
that's the thing right there. But like I said, we're at 455 as of today. So we're getting closer and closer to 460.
All right. Sounds like somebody's going to have to buy somebody a lunch. If I remember correctly, weren't you the one that picked the number, Colonel? Yes. All right, good. So obviously, Woody, very conservative budget, no rollover. We're in the green now, and if population continues to increase, we just further go in the green.
Yes, sir.
A little dicey at 440. But again, does not include any of the rollover whatsoever. Okay. All right, very well. Guys, comments, questions on the budget, anything that's catching anybody's eye of concern?
I just got a question. The scholarship fund.
This fiscal year, it was out of student activities, student body activities, I'm sorry, that's all the way down the page, fourth line up from the bottom. Field trips, it was about, 10,000 this year. Field trips, Marine Corps ball, all that kind of stuff goes in there, and scholarships did as well. But next year, good thing you ask, that's a separate account. So that'll be a separate account for get scholarships.
Okay.
You have your own line for next year for that.
All right, guys. Anybody got any additional thoughts or questions about the budget?
And then we have the audit coming up July 21st.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
All right. How are we prepared to handle that? Okay. All right. Now, I assume you're coming back for that, of course.
I did not plan to.
Yeah, yes, I'm.
Required.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, you're. Oh, nobody told you? You're coming back.
Really? For free.
Yeah. All right. Very well.
Yeah,
there's still a couple of days on that. Well, I will take this opportunity. I am disappointed that you are leaving us, my friend, but I do understand, and thank you for your service. I actually have a little letter here, and I think I wrote it in a manner such that you can probably pass it around. It might actually get you somewhere.
Okay.
Actually, yes, it'll get the door closed right in your face is what'll happen. Anyway, boy, appreciate it, buddy. You've been with us from the beginning, and truly, I hope that you remember us fondly.
Yeah, I will. For sure.
Yes, as he's looking in the rearview mirror and going, out of that joint, can't believe I lasted as long as I did. Anyway. So, my friend, truly, Godspeed to you and all. Now, do we know where we're landing yet?
At my house.
See, now I am going to get mad and kick your butt. You better. What the hey?
I will. Patience.
Yeah, well, okay.
We thank you guys. I said a CBOC to everybody. You know, it's been a long, quick 4 years, flew by. It's been a pleasure. It's definitely very sweet to be leaving. But I just have to do that for my family and everything.
Understood.
But all the support, a lot of challenges, learning new things and everything. The last 4 years, I didn't know anything at first, learning everything. So much appreciated, everybody. Thank you so much.
Wow. Do appreciate it.
All right, very well, guys. We've talked about main numbers, final FY19 budget. We did that. We do need to take a vote on the web report, and Brother Chris is with us now. Do I have a motion to accept the web report as presented?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, abstentions, seeing none? All right, wonderful. CBOC, I think we've covered a fair amount of it. I apologize, guys. I did not make CBOC. Did you? No. I know you were there. Blair, did you do CBOC?
I was at football camp.
Okay. Any other highlights you want to pull out of that?
No. No. They didn't have anything else. It's as big as the PSO. We're trying to figure out what to do with that. Keep it
right
until, you know.
Well, that's why I want to get to your bylaws, mm-hmm. so we can take care of that piece. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, wonderful. All right, guys. Moving on. Commandant, to you, sir.
Well, I'd like to start by saying, I wish Earl the best. I'm sorry to see him go. That, after me, he was the second person hired, and it wouldn't all happen without him. So I am very appreciative, and I know the school is too. He handled a lot of the things that people don't think about, and you know, the only time they think about when something goes wrong. So thank you, Wallace.
Thank
you did a fine
you.
Job, and you should be commended because it's a good experience. I know it's not where you want to end up in life, so I wish you the very best because you have good work ethic, and I know something's going to land your way out there. So with enrollment, right now we have 456 for next school year. We do have our new cadet meetings are still ongoing. Yes. We do have some appointments and resignations to talk about.
You need to go to executive?
But we do.
Okay.
We can go down and come back for that if that's okay. Just a little bit about events and trips. As you know, June 7th was our last day of school. As Melinda talked about the carnival, the circus, did a very nice job of organizing that and having teams come in. I couldn't visualize it. It turned out very well. And as always, when there's kids here and things are going on, I walk around because I tend to get nervous when things go wrong. So that went very well, and I'm very appreciative of all the work they've done there. Colonel, you want to hit the last six items because they pertain to your group?
Sure. On June 11th, we did our field trip, which is kind of the start of SLC, Senior Leadership Camp, and took 28 cadets to Lincoln Memorial, where they did the Sunset Parade again this year, and to the Iwo Jima Memorial. They're doing some maintenance and road work up there. Anyway, so next year I'll be back in the Iwo Jima Memorial, but they went up there and also had a chance to get there a few hours early. They had a few Smithsonian museums. Did a parade and came home. It was a good event. Went really well. And
how did the this wasn't 8th and I, was it?
It was. Yeah.
Oh, this was 8th and I as well.
It was 8th and I Sunset Parade. They did
yep.
it on Tuesday from May through the end of August. They normally do it at the Iwo Jima Memorial, but it's been closed for the last two seasons. So they did it at Lincoln Memorial last year and again this year. So, yes, they saw the Silent Drill Team, Drone Bugle Corps.
Yep.
They do that quick sunset parade. It's really neat.
Cool.
Really kind of nice, right? So 12 through 14, we executed our senior leader camp, and they did a great job. And last year, we averaged about 38, 39 cadets. This year, we had 52. So a lot more participation, and they did a phenomenal job. Both then and the following week, they were well prepared. And for the SOC, the orientation camp, 132, 133, 31, in that range, showed up every day. We lost one cadet, was dismissed. And that too was a pretty big success at the end of the day. I almost couldn't remember how it started last year, because this year had been such a conglomeration of things. My brain power is limited anymore, but it was a mess. That happened last year, sir. I said, I don't remember that. But And it turned out well. And the cadets did a great job. And so we're practicing what we're preaching, that it's a cadet-led program.
Well, I got to tell you, I had heard nothing but good things. I've spoken to a couple of parents who their kids were here. They were very pleased, thought it was just a smash-up job. And it was, to some extent, what parents were expecting. It was not, I think, what the kids were expecting, the new potential cadets. But they said that by the time Thursday and Friday rolled around, everybody was able to eat, breathe, and there was less crime. So I think it sounds like it was a really good stuff.
It was. They were tired. We worked them hard. It's just not that we intentional. It's just you right. Have to. I mean, they were here 6:30, 6:45 in the morning, and they didn't leave until a little after 1900 each day. So yep. It was long days for the for some young men and women, really.
So did you get almost how many cadets do you have for your freshmen? Because this is 132. That's not just freshmen. It's
correct. It's everybody.
How many?
112 freshmen.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is sophomores, and do we have any juniors? Like a couple. We got seven juniors. Wow. Okay. More than I thought.
So if they don't make it to this camp, is there an alternate?
Yes, any of the new signees have to attend the drill camp in August.
Okay.
And we had a couple that missed this one, I think three, that had signed previously, weren't able to make it. So one signed, you know, a day or two before the camp, that kind of a thing. And so they also have to come to the drill camp just to get them, you know, so we can size them up, they can learn a little bit about us, and they can get their uniforms.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. Major McCombs is currently at NIOT, so he finished the drill camp and turned around Sunday, went down to Quantico and started, and so he's going through this week of new instructor orientation training down there. Future, we have two camps this summer, Cyber STEM camp, same location,
yep.
Same routine as last year. New camp is Outdoor Odyssey. I'm sorry, two new camps, Texas A&M drill camp,
we're right.
Four cadets there. Barry Brennan will escort them. So they'll spend a week there. I'm not sure what that's going to hold for us. It's a new camp for Marine Corps JROTC writ large, so we'll see when I get back.
This is something that all the JROTC, Marine JROTCs are sending, right. You know, four or five cadets to go do stuff? Or
most of them have two. We have four because of our size.
Oh.
So there's 130 or so cadets total going across the nation. Again, it was an opportunity, so I wanted to jump on it and send them and have them experience something new. But it's led by Marine instructors out there and some of the staff from Texas A&M and their Corps cadets. And then the lab one, 127, is Outdoor Odyssey up in Roswell, PA. Right. Again, that's a new camp this year. It's an outdoor adventure type camp, and we're sending six cadets. We started with two, we were able to grow to six.
Super. All right. Again, thank you for great two camps, particularly the leadership. I think that was pretty nifty.
They learned a lot.
They did, and we had a bunch of promotions.
We promoted a lot this year. It was almost we got to figure out how to do it better next year. It was just, you know, you get to visit the camp, you kind of forget about some things, and then promotions, and we ended up spending hours after the fact on Wednesday and Thursday nights, figuring out who we're going to promote, and out of the 52, we promoted 38 or 39.
How's our balance in as it relates to NCOs versus officers?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Okay, other than we do have a sight picture on who we wanted to fill for billets next year.
Yep.
The overall balance, I'm smoked up.
All right.
I'm sure it's okay.
All right, I'm sure it is. All right, cool. All right.
Last
back to you.
We may talk about transportation. So
yes.
We ended up losing a contractor for our three northern buses. So while there, it was hit or miss when Charles and I were talking about it. Fortunately, we were able to land a contractor, First Student, and they're going to take the three routes.
Okay. Why did we – do you know why we lost?
It's too hard.
For them, for the contractor.
For Larkins, which is, yes, for the contractor. just the bus shortages, it's just the drivers, it's affecting everybody, and they're trying to reduce. We were at the point of talking about creating our own, buying our own buses and going that route, and you know what, that might be in our foreseeable future, because that's what a lot of the districts are starting to do, because it's just, it's a dying art, I don't know.
Well, I will offer that I think there are a couple of things that are going to come into play here, right? The overarching issues of security and drug testing and CDLs and the requirements placed upon the drivers. The particular environment the drivers are in, is it a good environment or is it a lousy environment? The pay, of course. And then we get into the distances. I think one of the things that we do is hub stops. I think that's going to end up becoming norm for a lot of, instead of having door to door, I think it's going to be hub stops even for the traditional schools.
They have to change code for that.
Well, they change code all the time.
Right.
But I wouldn't be surprised to see that coming.
One thing I'll add on that, if you ask, well, why, how other countries able to do it? Well, Design Lab closing, that helped us out because they can fill the spot, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So with them closing, they had 7 routes. First student had 7 routes, Design Lab, then closing. So they had 7 available, so that's why they got the 3. So kind of worked in our favor of that happening.
Tough way to get it.
Yeah.
All right. You want to go into executive to talk about some... All right. So as you guys know, we've got some... we've got to go into executive session to discuss some personnel matters. So that means... 1, 2, yes, ma'am. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming by. You can come back in. You just, if you want, you can come back in, but you just, if you want to stick around, you may. You
I'm
just.
I'm going back to work.
Oh, okay. Well, very well.
Thanks, Linda.
Have a great night, everyone. Thank you.
Oh, good seeing you.
Unless you need me, I'm going to go. Are we good?
Yes. All right, so with that, let's go into, do I have a motion to go into executive session?
Motion.
I got a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
All right, I got a second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, passed, wonderful, and we're in at whatever time it is.
6:47
p.m.